Now, Wisconsin's unemployment rate has been at about 3% for the last year, dipping to 2.9% in February. This tight job market is one contributing factor to restaurants struggling to hire and retain enough employees to keep their kitchens open around the state. Of course, things like low wages, a tough work environment, and lack of benefits can deter workers from the restaurant industry as well. But many restaurants feel stuck. Things like charging more for menu items to offer better pay to a kitchen worker can mean bad reviews on sites like Yelp. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you own, manage, or work in a restaurant? What are the challenges to hire workers and to retain them once they're there? What changes do you see needed in the restaurant industry as a whole? And what's your experience as a restaurant worker? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Christine Hilmer is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. She joins us in the studio. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
This problem has emerged more as the unemployment rate has gone down, but is this really a new problem?
It's really not a new problem. It's something that restaurants have faced for a long time.
And if it was a problem in the past when unemployment was higher, what does that say about the reasons why restaurants are having a hard time?
It's really a very complex issue. One of the reasons is that teenagers are really no longer working. They've got AP classes or there's sports teams that have practice and they have tournaments year round. So this is typically a great opportunity to learn soft skills, to learn how to work, to learn how to what the value of a paycheck and so on. And with this influx of or lack of influx of teenagers into restaurants, it really means that there's a lack of workforce to a traditional way for people to start working.
So it's not that they're not just interested in working in restaurants, they're just not working as much.
That's correct. Hmm.
The Capital Times newspaper in Madison published an extensive piece on how Madison area restaurants are struggling with hiring and retaining workers, but I'm guessing that this is actually a statewide issue.
It's not only a local, statewide, but it's a national problem. This is with a low unemployment rate, it's really tough finding workers.
And looking at the state as a whole, there are very different areas, very heavily urban areas, suburban, rural, small towns. Are there areas that have an even harder time finding people than other places?
I wouldn't necessarily say so. I think it's just across the board. People are having a difficult time finding and retaining good quality workers.
I will say, having lived in Madison for 30 years now, the rate at which new restaurants open is dizzying. You used to be able to almost try every new restaurant as it came out. I am probably about 400 restaurants behind at this point. Is that part of the challenge too? Are there more restaurants opening?
There are more restaurants opening, and that makes it challenging, not only for consumers looking for the latest, greatest restaurant, of which there are many, but it also makes it challenging because the competition for a restaurant is so high that the rate that they close is actually also high.
There are a lot that I never even got to try before they went away. Remind us how restaurant workers are paid, especially wait staff.
There's a thing called the tip credit. And the way the tip credit works, it's actually a way that you can increase your pay. So your minimum wage is lower, but you're still guaranteed the regular minimum wage. And the gap is filled by tips. Now, the beauty of the way the tip credit works is there's no ceiling then. If you work hard, you're a great wait staff, and you get great tips, your hourly wage can far exceed what that minimum wage is. Now, the difficulty, if you get rid of that tip credit, then you have a ceiling, and you always make that amount. If you really are a good server, worth your salt, you can really make a good living.
We heard from several listeners on Facebook where we asked about the challenges to hire and retain workers. Donna on Facebook pointed out that low wages, no benefits, fluctuating amount of hours, varying schedules, and difficult physical conditions can make the business unappealing. Is that something that you hear from people?
I know that restaurateurs are constantly looking at ways that they can improve their workforce, and that could be through employee engagement. Are there alternative ways that they can improve what they're offering to their staff? Because once you have a worker that's trained and really good at what they do and love being with people, they want to retain them. It's not easy. I'm not going to kid anybody, but if you're willing to work hard, you could really make it a career. That's the one thing that we also find, that for many people, it becomes more than just a job. It becomes a career. They like working with people. They want to exceed what they're currently doing. We've got a lot of stories of dishroom to the boardroom. So if you want to make more, try going into management. There are opportunities beyond being a wait staff or in the back of the house.
We are talking with Christine Hilmer right now. She's president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. And we're talking about the challenges that many restaurants face in finding staff and retaining staff to stay fully staffed to serve their clients. And one of the issues that Donna had pointed out on Facebook that I think is important is sometimes it can be hard to get benefits like health insurance when you're working for restaurants. Is that limit the types of people who might feel, even if they think they would enjoy it, if they have children, for instance, that they need to cover, or a spouse, might that limit who feels that they can work in a restaurant?
It can be limiting, but it can also offer a great deal of flexibility for somebody who doesn't need those kind of benefits. So say you are reentering the workforce, say you are a stay-at-home mom, or say you for some reason was out of the workforce. Well, this is a way to get back into it. There's a great deal of flexibility that you can get when you're working in restaurants, more so than a 9-to-5 job. But some restaurants do offer benefits, some don't. It's a challenge. The thing that restaurants face is that they have a profit margin of 3-5%. And what that means in real dollars is for every dollar a restaurant brings in, 95 to 97 cents already is spoken for in terms of rent, electricity, food costs, salary and labor, and so on. And so you're only talking about a 3-5 cents that's available. And so restaurants are being squeezed. On one hand, they would love to offer their staff benefits, greater wages, and so on. But then again, what their customers don't want to see a higher food cost. So restaurants are stuck in the middle, and that's a really narrow margin. And again, because we were just talking about, so the competition is high, they can't really raise their rates. And so many restaurants are starting and then ending that it becomes a real difficult dance. Restaurants would love to pay their staff more and would love to offer them benefits, but sometimes it's just not possible.
Let's go to the phones, and Lori in Green Bay is up. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, I just honestly believe that they're short staffed because they don't pay. And it's a fallacy that they can't pay. It is also a fallacy that they want to pay. I think if you look at even just recently, a guy who was cited for not paying his staff properly, he made tons of money. He ended up with huge fines. He was easily able to pay the fines. And they don't want to pay their staff more. They want to keep them on the sub-wage.
Thanks for that call, Lori. And Christine, I'm sure that there are some restaurant owners like the one that Lori cited, but the members of your association, what do you hear about from them about how they would like to be able to treat their employees?
I really think that the example that the caller just gave is the exception and not the rule. You're always going to have some business owners that skirt the rules, don't pay their taxes, don't pay their staff, and really try not to do the right thing. 99% of restaurateurs really do want to do the right thing. This is their bread and butter. If they don't take care of their staff don't take care of their customers won't come back, and they're going to lose their business. The vast majority want to do the right thing, and I truly believe that. I talk with restaurateurs all the time that would say, if we could just do this one thing, we would pay them more, and so on. They're right now caught in the middle.
And as we wrap up, Christine, what would you say to someone who has maybe never worked in a restaurant, is looking for some work? What would you say they can gain from working in a restaurant? I have to say I gained a lot of really good skills, especially organization and prioritizing as a waitress.
I think you learn a lot of soft skills, and I'm going to have a challenge out to those parents of teenagers. Your teenagers are going to be in the workforce soon, and if they're not already, this is a way to teach them personality skills. How do you talk to somebody else? How are you polite? So soft skills, showing up on time, the value of a paycheck. Restaurants are a great way for them to start learning those skills because they're eventually going to have to learn that. And to those that may be looking for something part-time, something that has a great deal of flexibility, there's a lot of opportunity. You don't have to work part-time. Sometimes it's a part-time while the kids are at school. You can be a server, or there's just lots of opportunities. And it's more than just back of the house and front of the house. There's management. There's food science. There's being a butcher. There's much more to food service than being just in a restaurant.
Well, Christine, thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Christine Hilmer, the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. She joined us to talk about the restaurant industry's struggle to hire and retain staff.